AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Rob Reiner's son, 32-year-old Nick Reiner, was taken into custody and booked for the fatal stabbing a day earlier of the director, actor, and his wife, Michelle, at their home in Los Angeles. Rob Reiner is known for directing films like This Is Spinal Tap and The Princess Bride. One of the stars of that movie, Cary Elwes, spoke to the AP just last week.
Well, I've talked a lot about Rob and how much I adore Rob. He's just the sweet, another actor, director, just so fun on the set, just a joyful human being. And brings that joy with him, and it's infectious.
Nick Reiner has spoken publicly about his struggles with addiction. By 18, he had cycled in and out of treatment facilities with bouts of homelessness and relapses in between. Near Boston, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports Brian Walsh was found guilty of first-degree murder.
After pleading guilty last month to lesser charges of misleading the police and illegally disposing of his wife, Anna Walsh's body.
Guilty.
Guilty of what, sir?
Murder in the first degree.
Murder in the first degree. So say you, Mr. Foreperson.
I do.
Anna Walsh was last seen early January 1st, 2023, after a New Year's Eve dinner at the couple's Massachusetts home. Prosecutors relied on online searches Walsh made about dismemberment and disposing of a body. Walsh's defense team argued that he found his wife dead in bed and panicked. Walsh initially told investigators that his wife had traveled to Washington, D.C. on a work emergency. Prosecutors say that Brian Walsh was listed as the beneficiary on Anna Walsh's $2.7 million life insurance policy. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In Providence, Rhode Island, authorities knocked on doors searching for any videos there might be of a Brown University gunman who could be seen in grainy footage walking away from the weekend attack that killed two students. Three sites far from Manhattan will become the future home of New York City's first Las Vegas-style resort casinos. This is AP News. Australian leaders have promised to immediately overhaul already tough gun control laws after a mass shooting targeted a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's Bondi Beach.
At least 15 people died in Sunday's attack, which has fueled criticism that authorities are not doing enough to combat a surge in anti-Semitic crimes. Among the new measures suggested would be a limit on the number of guns someone can own and a review of licenses held over time. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese had already proposed adjusting gun laws in an earlier press conference.
We will do whatever it is that we can if laws need to be adjusted to make changes.
This limit and other actions would represent a significant update to the landmark National Firearms Agreement, which virtually banned rapid-fire rifles after a gunman killed 35 people in Tasmania in 1996, galvanizing the country into action. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.